Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish, spacious, bobopedic sofas, and feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real five-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
What's this food?
So, there's a food that I feel like a lot of people pretend to like and enjoy, and I'm here to just call it out like it is.
All right.
You know, that's I shoot you straight.
All right.
Rice cakes are horrible. There's nothing enjoyable about a rice cake.
No.
And, you know, I've dieted many times, and this diet, I'm having a very great time.
Oh, I thought you said I died many times. No, you will if you live on rice cakes.
Oh, just rice cakes. And I've had rice cakes every time. There's, at no point are rice cakes good.
Are they even good for you? I mean, I realize there's a whole lot of
you
nothing.
Get the low sugar, reduced salt, whatever. Ooh. One.
Well, and then that sounds delicious.
And then you put a little bit of peanut butter on it, or, you know, something like that.
Pound of cheese.
It still doesn't make it good.
Mayo.
No. Nothing can make the rice cake sound
I don't
good.
Even think rice cakes are good for you.
I don't even know. It's not good. You know what else isn't good? And here, I'm about to go out on the keto people here. You know when everyone's like, oh, you want a sandwich? Just put it between, put it on a bell pepper. Why? Don't you love yourself? Like, that's just terrible.
Yeah. It should be on a hoagie bun, right?
It should be. When you eat a pepper,
yeah.
Everything else tastes like pepper. Like, if you put peppers in, like, I don't know, a taco or something, everything else tastes like pepper.
I'm with you on that. However, I will say, like, I don't like peppers raw, just cutting the pepper and eating it.
That's what the keto, you're not the
well,
keto
I
people.
Well, I realize that's
the maybe it is keto, but it's,
no,
yeah.
But I have to, if you saute them. And some butter.
And everything else will still taste like peppers.
Yeah, but I don't
know. That's the thing. It's just, I don't
want... Are you getting miserable on this diet? Is that where we're going?
I'm pretty... Actually, you know what? I'm hungry right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost lunchtime. We're about 27 minutes away from getting to go eat lunch. And I'm very excited for that. I'm just like... I'm over.
Well, I noticed
rice cakes and peppers.
Brought in some Tupperware looking thing this morning. What is in there? What's
the
surprise of
a
what?
Nice, delicious salad.
Of what?
It's an imitation of Outback Steakhouse's wedge salad.
Oh.
It's got the homemade dressing on it. Yeah. That's
he
lovely.
He just rolled his
it's
eyes.
It's got red onion on it. That's lovely.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think honestly what else I have in it. There's a little bit of crumbled blue cheese in it. That's the good part. That's right. The savory. And you know what? There's some chicken in it that I had put. I had some leftover chicken.
You seem
chicken.
To be getting happier by the second.
Well, when I talk about food, of course. But when I'm talking about horrible foods like rice cakes and raw bell peppers, holy jeez, are they terrible.
All right, take a deep breath. All right, here
tonight
we go.
I'm having steak.
9:34
with a sweet potato.
That's
another one. God, why did you make sweet potatoes? Put them back in the ground. Whoever found them.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.